Hello, everybody, and welcome to Podcastrophy episode 13. Today, I am joined by none other than, well, absolutely nobody. Today, I am flying solo. I had a guest, and due to scheduling conflict and whatnot, he wasn't able to be on the show. So, it's just me today. Hopefully, we can get him on sometime in the near future. He's a really good friend of mine, and I've definitely been wanting to have him on. So hopefully, like I said, hopefully we can get him on. So who knows how long this is really going to run. It's actually, I think, the very first time on my show that I've gone solo. So who knows? I hope it's at least still somewhat as entertaining as a normal show with a guest. Like I've said many times, the show really shines when it's always really cool when I have one guest, and that's how it's been for a lot of the episodes of this show. But the show really shines when I have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, who knows how many fucking people. I like having people on here. I like having multiple people on here to, you know, just converse and shoot the shit. And I try to model my podcast, my show, off of my favorite podcast, the Rooster Teeth podcast. It was the first podcast that I listened to that I know of, or at least listened to religiously. And that's all they do on there. They just get on there and they talk about their lives. They talk about their the work. It used to be just a bunch of random shit. A lot of talk about Lost back when they were known as the Rooster Teeth Drunk Tank. They always talk about what's going on in the world, be it politics, world events, what's in the movies, what TV shows they're watching. And I like that. I like that a lot because it's just free form. It's just whatever they end up talking about is what they talk about, which is kind of what I do. I mean, I always tell my guests, say, hey, if there's some things you want to talk about, feel free to just bring it up. Make a list of things. Like I said, I'm flying solo, and I'm very excited because I got some new microphones that I've been wanting to test out. I'm using one of them right now, and this is the SE Electronics. Hold on. Let me look up what this is exactly because I can't remember what exactly it was, because I'm cool like that. But it's by SE Electronics. I can already tell it's absolutely fantastic. Let's see. Okay, it's the SE Electronics V7 handheld dynamic microphone. I saw this demoed on a video on what's his name, Tanner. He's the singer for Rest Repose. He did a demo video, and I just happened to wake up early last Monday morning and see this demo, and I was like, wow, that sounds fantastic for a dynamic microphone. Later on in the week, he was on Ryan Bruce or Fluff's channel, and again, demoing it, this time with Ryan Bruce mixing it and whatnot. But yeah, it sounds fantastic. It sounded fantastic in the demo, and it sounds fantastic right now as I'm monitoring it right now through headphones. I also bought another microphone. I bought a Shure Super 55. It's one of those old. It's a microphone that looks like one of those classic microphones from like the 50s and 60s that like Elvis made famous and stuff like that. I got the limited pure black edition of it. I was using this before I started. I was just sound checking with it. I can't say for podcasting it would be a really great choice. I mean, I'm kind of glad I have it, but at the same time, feel like now it was kind of a waste of money. 'Cause I mean, I'm sure I'll find some use for it. 'Cause being in the world of music and the world of audio, there's always use for something somewhere, and I'll find it. But basically, I was sound checking with it. It sounded great while I was talking. That was there's no issue there whatsoever. However, in between me talking, you could hear me breathing through my nose, and every little breath through my nose was picked up through the top of the microphone, and it just like really loud. That's exaggerated. I'm doing that on purpose, but it was just really noticeable, and I couldn't live with that. So I switched to this microphone, and now I'm using this microphone for the podcast instead of that. It bums me out because I was really excited to use that microphone, and because it was the more expensive of the two. But oh well, live and learn. But anyway, yeah. So here I am today. I'm you get me, and me only today. And I'm kind of excited to do that. You know, I had a few options. I had a few backup options for guests, and I just decided to fly solo because, you know, sometimes when the time comes, you have a plan. And well, if the plan doesn't go according to plan, you kind of lose motivation. And I'm recording this really late. I should have recorded this last week, but instead I'm recording it week of launch. But yeah, like I said, I really wanted a guest. I have options in terms of people I can bring on. I just decided to fly solo because, well, after once you get past that point of, well, shit, this didn't go as planned. I didn't get the person I wanted. What do I do now? A little anxiety sets in, and you know, you're just like, I don't know if I should ask this person now, 'cause now it's like I feel like it's gonna fail, and I know it's not. I know it's not. I'm very confident in doing this. This is like the podcasting has become quite the passion of mine, and well, it's for the first time it's something I'm very confident in what I'm doing. I get positive feedback from this all the time, and that feels great. It's good to know that my confidence in myself is also backed up by others' confidence in me and others' enjoyment of what I'm doing. So for that, I would like to thank everyone that has listened. I'd like to thank the Journey into Comics Network, Nate, Brando, especially because they're the ones that brought me in to do my segments, brought me in as a guest several times on Journey into Comics. I'd like to thank my friend Nick Maxson of Brews with Dudes podcast for he was a recurring guest for quite a few episodes, and now that he's doing his podcast, I don't really feel the need to bring him as a guest anymore because, I mean, he will be, no doubt about it. He will be back on the show, but I don't feel the need to constantly be like, "Hey, do you want to do a podcast?" Because I don't have a guest this week, because you know he's got his own thing, and that's okay. He's got his own thing, and I'm on there quite a bit. I think there's only two episodes that I am not on Brews with Dudes. And you know, I'm really glad he's got that going for him. And you know, it's a fun show. I really enjoy doing that one because I get to experience part of his life and what he does. And that's drink. I mean, that's drink beers, drink nice, awesome craft brews, and it expands my knowledge of that particular niche. And I like that. I like the fact that I'm trying all these new beers, even the beers that I know I'm not gonna like. I try them anyways just to see if maybe I will like it. But yeah, so next week I do have a guest lined up, and he's actually coming here this week before the podcast premieres. But so next week already good to go. I won't reveal who it is, but We're definitely going to get some Justice League talk in. I know Nate and Brando definitely covered it pretty thoroughly on this week's Journey into Comics, but you know, I got to have my spin on it. I got to have my take. So yeah, we're going to have that. I don't know if we're going to be like overly critical of it. It'll probably just be like, you know, just fun not gloating. Just fun banter back and forth, you know, just showing some fan love because I think we both enjoyed it. Knowing my guest, I think he enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it. But that's as far as I'll go about Justice League. But one thing I would definitely like to talk about that I don't think anybody on the network besides Poor Boy from the Poor Report, I don't think he's I don't think anybody else has talked about it besides him, but it's Thor Ragnarok. I really, really enjoyed this movie. It's probably amongst my favorites in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'd put it right there with Guardians of the Galaxy. I definitely felt it was better than Guardians 2. That being said, Guardians 2 is absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed Kurt Russell and the rest of the cast. They did an excellent job, but Thor Ragnarok definitely beats it out. Very similar style, very similar using more comedy than the typical Thor movie or the typical Marvel movie. In fact, it almost seemed like comedy was the focus of the whole movie, which is okay. It's completely okay. I love comedy. I love to laugh. Who doesn't love to laugh? If you don't love to laugh, I think you're soulless. I think you don't have a soul. And that's saying a lot since I don't really believe in any divine being. I mean, that I know of. Here we go. But yeah, I don't. I really love the movie. The characters were so great. Jeff Goldblum knocked it out of the park playing himself, which is okay. I like Jeff Goldblum playing himself. He's especially when he goes eccentric like he did. But Korg, I loved Korg. Korg is easily probably my favorite part of the movie, just because his tone is so it seems so apathetic. It seem I don't maybe I'm not maybe that's not the word, but he just seems so he's just like, yeah, man, here we go. I tried to start a revolution, but not. I guess the flyer didn't really get out. So there's that. Like even in the moments where he's like super excited about something, he just maintains that level of chill. And yeah, it just made for some really really hilarious moments, really hilarious lines. And he was played by the director of the movie. I don't even know how to say his name. I'm gonna butcher the hell out of this, but Taika Waititi, YTT. Wow. I'm gonna need a let's hit up Wikipedia, my favorite place, see how it's said. Also known as Taika Cohen. I hope I'm saying that right. I feel like Nate's gonna rip me if I don't. But you know what? Fuck him. Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. Anyway, yeah, back to Thor Ragnarok. I can't praise this movie enough. It was such a fun movie. The electronica, like that 80s style music, the sounds, the score, it was just out of this world, and it really made the movie seem as animated as the movie was, you know. It really complemented everything that was going on, where they were. The villain, Hela, played by Cate Blanchett. She, I felt like I needed more of her, more of that character's backstory. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, she's definitely a better villain than whatever the Dark Elves main guy was in the Dark Thor, the Dark World. The Dark World was easily a very forgettable movie to me, and I love these movies. I'm a guy that typically enjoys any movie I see. I enjoyed Thor: The Dark World, but it didn't knock it out of the park for me. I really enjoyed the first Thor because I didn't know anything about Thor before I saw that movie. I went into that movie a blank slate, not knowing what the fuck I was getting into. So that really made me love the movie more. Same with Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, I didn't know any of those characters. I don't think anybody really knew those characters because they're not that big in the comics from what I know or remember. But because of that movie, now people love them, and they're probably getting a lot more love in the comics too, which is great. Another actor in this movie that I was completely it was really unexpected for me was Carl Urban. He played the executioner or Scourge or whatever his name was in the movie. Yes, he's credited as executioner. I feel like he had a real name in that, though. I'm gonna look that up. Yeah, Scourge. It was definitely Scourge. Okay. But yeah, he had some really funny moments, really cool moments. He definitely played the character that you kind of know you're gonna hate but laugh at. And then of course he betrays all of Asgard, goes with Hela, becomes her little lackey. But you can it the way I don't know, Carl Urban doesn't have the best track record in terms of blockbuster hits. He plays, I mean, besides Star Trek, he plays Bones in Star Trek, and that he did such a great job as that character as well. But I mean, Pathfinder, that movie sucked, in my opinion. I don't remember it, but he's a great actor if he's in good movies. Like Doom, I love that movie, but is it a good movie? No. But once again, he did such a good job portraying this character, Scourge, because, I mean, there's all these moments where you see Hela order him to do something, and then you see it in his face, like, oh man, should I do this? Like, I thought this was going to be cool because she's kind of kicking everybody's ass, and I felt like maybe I should follow her, but she's kind of telling me to do some fucked up shit, and I don't know if I like that, but I got to do it because she'll fucking murder the hell out of me if I don't. I guess I'm gonna do it. And then, of course, by the end of it, you just he redeems himself, and of course, ultimately sacrifices himself. Like I said, he had some pretty funny parts in terms of like, just him being himself and not Hela's lackey. Whoa, holy shit. Who was Sam Neill in this? It says Sam Neill is in this movie, and I don't remember him being in this movie. Okay. Let's see who he's credited. He is credited in this movie, and I don't know what the hell he played. But Sam Neill, good old Dr. Alan Grant from Jurassic Park. Oh, holy shit. Okay, so he played. In the movie, towards the beginning, there is a little skit when Thor returns home. Can't fucking think of the name right now, but there's like a little skit where Odin is watching a play of Loki's death, basically, and from the previous movie, Dark World, and Sam Neill plays Odin. Plays the actor that's playing Odin in the little play. Also in there is Luke Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth's brother, playing Thor, and also playing Loki is good old Matt Damon. I love Matt Damon. So it was really cool cameos. Again, knocking it out of the park, Idris Elba playing Heimdall. I love Idris Elba. He's such a great actor. I love him kicking ass in everything he does. He kicked ass in, what was that movie? Pacific Rim. Pretty sure he was in Prometheus, if I'm not mistaken. What is he in? Oh yeah, and he was in Star Trek Beyond, also with Carl Urban. Anyway. So yeah, Thor Ragnarok, knocked it out of the park, loved it. I give it a, I want to give it a 10 because I can't find anything really truly wrong with the movie. Because, I mean, aside from needing more, Hela being a badass, I guess I didn't really like the way Hela fought. I didn't like how she was like so projectile rather than, just running. I mean, she, not to say she couldn't, because you clearly see her running up and kicking everyone's ass, but there was just too much. I'm gonna throw spikes at you. I'm gonna throw spikes at you. Eh, fuck that. I want to see you with a fucking sword. But grow a fucking sword out of your goddamn body or armor, whatever the fuck that was, and go run up and kick every Asgardian's ass. Oh yeah, Asgard. That's the name of the place. I remembered it as I was. That's cool. Okay, cool. But yeah, just fucking use a sword and kick everybody's ass. Cool. Projectiles, whatever. Her armor shit can grow these spikes, and she can seemingly like use them at will. So why not like so okay, so she's fighting with a sword, make her armor fight other people, as cheesy as that would be. But oh well. So Thor, I'm gonna give it a tentative just under 10. an almost 5 out of 7 perfect score. I don't know what that would be, but anyway. So, like I said, I've been having a lot of fun doing this podcast, and it's been a blast doing these last 12 episodes. I've had a lot of good times with a lot of good people. I can't wait to do more of these. I can't wait to eventually have my own feed, and so then I'll know exactly how much people are listening. I'll know how what I need to do to get more people listening. I'll be able to promote myself individually rather than promote myself and then have to promote the network that we're on so that people go to the network, then they can get me. I mean, I'm gonna keep promoting the network, but I'll have to work harder to promote myself, and that's gonna be the true test of my passion, I guess. Which is okay. I need to do this. I this is something that I'm doing for myself, and I feel like I've really grown from this. I've really been able to have a passion and come up with a project. This podcast being that project, and seeing it through to completion, that being actually launching it and doing multiple episodes, reaching episode 10, the fabled episode 10, which I passed now 3 episodes ago. And so it's really cool that I've been able to actually see something through. Like it doesn't happen too often because my drive, my work ethic usually isn't there. Normally I'm a person who has my hands in all kinds of things, and if something requires a certain amount of work, I'll get impatient with it and just leave it alone. It's happened with me in music, it's happened with me in art, it's happened with me in a lot of things. Like I've done a lot of writing for whether it be blogs or whatever. And it sucks because like I'm so passionate about so many things, and to just get to the point where I'm doing it and just lose complete drive to do it. And I think it's been really awesome that I've continued to have this drive for this podcast, and the drive is not going away, and I can't wait to see where this goes. I can't wait to take this to the next level. I can't wait to make t-shirts and posters and pens and stickers and be able to give them to people at like conventions, at whatever conventions the Journey into Comics Network goes to, LAFYCON. I know we are slated to do LAFYCON again this year, this coming year, in 2018, and that's very exciting because we helped out, or at the time it wasn't me, I wasn't part of the actual Journey into Comics network, because we weren't a network at the time. It was just Journey into Comics. But Journey into Comics hosted all the panels at LaFiCon 2017, and I was really happy to be a guest part of that. But this year, since I am part of the network, I'm very excited to actually be part of it. And it's going to be a lot of fun, along with anything else we do. Last week, or almost 2 weekends ago now, we went, the network, Nate, Veronica, Sarah, Mike, Joanna, Caitlin, actually Caitlin wasn't there, but Brandon, we all went and saw Justice League. We all had a good time. We all went over to Mike and Joanna's, and we enjoyed it, and we enjoyed each other, had a blast, had no podcasting happen. It doesn't happen very often that we get together and a podcast doesn't happen, but we just hung out and we had a good time. You know, it was really cool. Despite having, I myself had the itch to podcast. I was like, we're together. Why aren't we creating content? Yeah. But it happens. And sometimes we need that. We need to take a step back and just enjoy each other's company rather than enjoy each, I mean, it's hard to not podcast because, well, it's work to an extent, but it's fun work. And we're already talking to each other. Why not record it? Record our conversations. But, oh well. So yeah, I'm very excited to take this podcast to the next level. I'm very excited to possibly start doing more live streams. It really sucks because I've had a couple people tell me how much they love my podcast. I'm like, really? You've been listening? And then they tell me, oh yeah, I caught the video. I watched it. I'm like, okay, so you've watched a live stream, which is awesome. Thank you for all who watch the live streams. Thank you so much. It's so much fun to record a podcast and interact with people who are watching the podcast as it's being recorded. But at the same time, it's like, guys, like, you're missing out on so much content because I've only live streamed 3 different episodes and I'm on episode 13. That's 10 episodes, that's 10 episodes that you haven't heard because you're only watching. Which, I mean, that's okay. That's okay, I guess. I mean, because you're getting, I mean, you might not be into podcasting. You might not be into listening to podcasts or have a way to listen to podcasts, but I assure you, there's a way. We're on so many different medias. We're on Stitcher Radio, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, who knows what else, all kinds of shit. So, I mean, there's a way to listen to us, and I don't know. I feel like if you're not listening to the show, you're really missing out on all the content I'm providing you, my guests are providing you, because we're not always going to live stream. I mean, sure, I would eventually like to get to a point where every episode is live streamed, but right now it's just a special thing we do here and there every now and then. And hopefully, if you're listening, please keep listening. I love doing this. I love doing this for whoever wants to listen. But the live stream, it's just special right now. And eventually, I don't know. Like, I've thought about going on Twitch. Twitch would be fun. Like, if I were to live stream every day, maybe might even just straight up do a YouTube live stream. I don't know, because it'd be really cool to monetize this in some way, so I can upgrade things and not exactly make a living off of this, obviously, but receive money from fans, you know, who want to see this grow and be able to provide extra content, extra better equipment, better everything, so I can bring stuff, more stuff to you guys. I would love for this to become like my full-time gig, but that is highly unlikely. It is a dream, but it is a dream I am worth work. It's a dream worth working toward, because, you know, I work at Subaru, and it's getting harder and harder now that I have this passion and I know that people can live off of this passion. It's crazy to think that people can live off of just talking, but people have been doing it for years on radio stations and whatnot. And I can do it. I feel like if I had more time to commit to this, this would be so amazing. I mean, I already feel like it is pretty fucking amazing, but it could be so much more if I had the time every day to provide content and provide all this awesome content. And I feel like it'd be, who wouldn't want to leave a factory to just sit at home and talk and make a living talking rather than building cars or building trailers or building, manufacturing something, whatever. I mean, nothing against factory life. I've actually really enjoyed my job for the last 5 years that I've worked there. I've enjoyed my job. I've enjoyed the people. It's been able to provide me money so that I can not only survive, but it funds my passions. It's allowed me to buy all this equipment, technically the credit cards have allowed me to buy all this equipment, but the job allows me to pay the credit cards. But yeah, I would love to do this full time, and it's getting harder every time I go on a break. Like, I just, today we was our first day back from Thanksgiving, and we were off from technically Wednesday until today, so I've had like 5-6 day weekend, and it was, I had such a good time. And every time I come back, every time it's time to come back, it just gets harder and harder, knowing that I could be doing this. I wouldn't have to come back, because this is, I would just live my podcasting life, and that I'd be okay with that. I'd be completely okay with that. But anyway, so I'm going to take a break real quick, and I'm going to play a song. I feel like my start on Journey into Comics was the Metalcast, and I can't remember what episode it was. It was one of the earlier episodes. It was myself, Brando, and Nick Torres, and we did the Metalcast. We talked about metal, and I brought a song to play. I think, I can't remember if they did or not, but I brought two songs. One of those being My Own from The Fallen Mind, and the other being Rum Gun Salute by Weed Bee, which is Nick Maxon's band. Today, I am going to bring you a band from Kokomo, Indiana. They are called Minus Blindfold. I don't know all the members of the band, but I know Matty Kroll from his other band is Dwarf Among Midgets. He is an awesome vocalist. Great dude, funny dude. Love that guy. But yeah, this is Minus Blindfold, Medicine. I love this song. I really dig this band because they're very Deftones-y, which you don't really get a lot of newer bands like them. So it's really great to have that sound, have that kind of sound from the early 2000s or mid-90s, early 2000s. And so I've always really enjoyed that because there's a lot of feeling in it, and I love music that has feeling. So here it is. This is Minus Blindfold, Medicine.
You're nothing new. You should leave the others do. You waste of a woman so dumb. Now watch as your colors run. You're a ghost. Let's see your faults. I should know I'm no better than you. You're fading away, so run. You look so dumb. And you love the way I take your hand. But you hate the way I hold it. Why can't you forgive yourself?
And welcome back, everybody. That was Medicine by Minus Blindfold. Again, love that band. Love that song. Hope you guys really enjoyed it. Moving along. So, let's see here. I think it was, I want to say November 18th. Yeah, it was the same. It was the same night we all hung out. The network had their little hangout. I went ahead and I had to dip a little bit early because my old band Drench was playing their first show in 2 years, and I couldn't miss it. I left the band in what I thought was good terms. So they're my friends. I've managed to stay in really good touch with the drummer Alan because he bartends at the Vault, which is a bar that I regularly visit. Mainly because I love the staff. I really enjoy going there. I like the atmosphere, and of course Alan's there, so I always love going in there and hitting him up and chatting him up. So the event was a pretty stacked lineup from what I can remember. Let's see who all was on there. November 18th, an evening with Drench and friends. So it was King's Gambit, Space Words, Blood of Heroes, Fight Like Sin, and Drench. I showed up late because I have anything against the other bands. I actually like the other bands, but I wanted to get in as much time with the podcasting network as I possibly could. Unfortunately, I had to leave that even earlier than I had planned because my girlfriend's car broke down on the way to my house. So I had to go pick her up and figure all that out very unsuccessfully. So we just left it where it was until the morning. We did get it running, and it's now fixed for the time being. Who knows when it'll die again, but that's life. Shit happens. So anyway, we showed up relatively late. I think it was about 10 o'clock or so, maybe a little after. After about an hour of messing around with the car, going back and forth between the car and Walmart, which is about 5-minute drive, maybe 10 minutes, depending on traffic. But yeah, so we showed up late. It was just before, I think Fight Like Sin was sound checking. And they're a good band. They play good music, very talented people. Just not really a fan of them. Mostly for one person who I won't name, but I'm not bitter in terms of like why. It's just how things were approached. Basically, they put up an ad on some Facebook group, a music group, and they said they needed a guitarist. And I offered myself. I said, "Hey, I'm not really the best guitarist, but I feel like if I'm shown what to do and we give it enough practice, I could probably fill in. And who knows, maybe I could write, whatever." And it just turned out they played in the same tuning as one of my guitars was already set up for, and that worked out. That was cool. But then, so they're like, "Yeah, here's some of our songs," and that was that. So I waited. About a week and a half goes by, and they tell me, this person contacts me, says, "Hey, have any luck learning those songs?" I'm like, "Well, no. You never sent me any tabs. You never offered to set up a time with one of the guitarists to teach me the songs. Why would I know these songs?" It's like, "Oh, well, I thought you could just learn it from listening." I'm like, "No, I already told you I'm not a very great guitar player. Like, I've been playing for 10 years, but like, I don't understand why he, after hearing I'm not the best guitar player, that he assumed I could just learn from listening to songs on the internet. Like, I mean, the guy is a super talented musician. I, hands down, seen him play multiple times in multiple different facets, be it his band Fight Like Sin or Professor Joe's Open Mic Nights. Very talented dude. And, you know, like, I don't have too big a problem with him. He's always been, when approaching me in public, he's always been really cool with me. But anyway, so time goes by, and I feel, this is crazy because I'm supposed to be talking about the Drench show, but I'm talking about this little beef. It is what it is. But anyway, so time goes by, and turns out my buddy Josh, who does the open mic nights, or used to do the open mic nights, he tells me, he's like, hey, this person was talking shit about you. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, he said he tried to, you wanted to be in the band, and then you couldn't learn the songs, and he was basically calling you a douchebag for it. And my friend Josh, he stuck up for me. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I mean, he couldn't learn the songs, and then he was trying to be in our band. And it's like, no. It's like, there's nothing wrong with him not being able to learn the songs from listening to it. I mean, I don't, anyway. So yeah, so that rubbed me raw. That really rubbed me the wrong way when I found out about that. So I don't exactly have the highest opinion of this person, but it is what it is. If he is listening and he knows he is being talked about, just know, like, I don't hate you. I'm just not your biggest fan. But anyway, so Fight Like Sin played after what could be considered, like, one of the longest fucking sound checks in the history of sound checks, of trying to get everything so fucking perfect in the monitors. And it seemed like it was a bit too much. I don't understand why it took so long. So yeah, they played a set, and it wasn't bad. It's not the best stuff I've ever heard. It's pretty good for around here, for that style, which is hard rock, hard alternative rock and roll. I wouldn't quite go as far as saying it's metal, but I mean, it was really cool, I guess. Like I said, they're like the Shinedown of Lafayette, I guess. But yeah, so they finished up, got off the stage. I am really jealous because their guitarist has probably, I think, one of the original Rhodes amplifiers. I can't remember what it was. It was a combo amp. It wasn't a head and cab. It was just a combo amp, but it had the Rhodes logo on it. And Kyle Rhodes, he did sound for my first band a couple times at Jerry Lee's Pub. He went on to, or at the time he was still making the amps, and he let us use one. He's since changed the name from Rhodes Amplification to KSR Amplification. He is now no longer in Lafayette. I think they moved over to Cincinnati, Ohio. Great fucking amps. I love the sound they make. They're really making a boom amongst musicians in the pro world, I guess. So I mean, I think what's his name? Joel Strotzel from Killswitch Engage. He's one of the guitarists in Killswitch Engage. He has one for live, and he has another one for his studio. And you see him on Ryan Fluff Bruce's channel a lot. I've just seen him a lot, and it makes me so happy that they're making such a big splash in that world of boutique guitar amplifiers and cabinets. And it makes me proud that it's part of Lafayette, Indiana, and. Yeah, I'm glad a local business is getting out there and kicking ass, and I want one so bad, but they're so fucking expensive. I think it's like $1,900, $2,000 for a KSR Aries, which is an awesome little amp. I want it so bad because it's got some killer ass tone. Anyway, so moving on. So they Fight Like Sin gets off the stage, and on comes Drench. They start setting up, and Yeah, so I made sure I was front, down front, right in front of the stage. And so yeah, they after a brief sound check and setup, they began to play. And they started off with a brand new song. Or no, it wasn't a brand new song, because they had already written it before I joined the band, but I never got to learn it. I guess it was also lyrically unfinished. And they wanted me to finish it. I never got around to it. So basically, they played this song, so I got to hear it for the first time, or at least what I could hear of it. The bad thing about the Lafayette Theater and standing directly in front of the stage is there's no speakers to provide you with sound. You're basically getting all the stage sound, and everybody behind you, however, is getting the actual music. And that kind of, I wish the Lafayette Theater would do something about that, but it is what it is, I guess. So I could basically barely hear what was going on. And then they moved on to a song that I titled and started writing. It is now a song that is literally not the same song at all. Aside from the chorus is the only thing musically that remained the same. But it sounded good from the little I could hear. The whole set sounded great from what I could hear. They took another song that I wrote and rewrote. They changed the lyrics but kept the name again. But the music remained the same, and that kind of bummed me out. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, different singer, different lyrics. That's how it goes sometimes. Without really tooting my own horn, like I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed my version of the song better. But that's just me. Nothing against their current vocalist, who is actually their former vocal, the guy I replaced. He came back after a while, and after I had left, John Beard. He is an awesome vocalist. He's a very creative person. He's a great writer. I love what he does. I love his voice. He in studio, he is awesome. However, live, I think he really suffers, and he really drags the band's performance down, and I think that really sucks, because he's such a great writer and has such a fantastic voice. And from what I understand, he was a little inebriated, which from what I had heard before was a pretty common thing for him to be drunk on stage and not exactly give his all, which sucks. Like I said, he's such a great vocalist and writer, but not the best performer. I mean, he doesn't really put on much of a show. He just sings and does it, and you can kind of you can tell he's into it, but he's just in a little box, and he needs to get out of that box, I think. But so it sucks. It sucks witnessing this, because I loved being in that band. I loved the music we were making. I loved the music that they already had that I was trying to learn of his. Like, he had some really big shoes to fill in terms of writing. And I think a few of the members of the band kind of expected that of me. And they knew I had it in me. I myself and the rest of them know how much potential I have/had. And it was just wasted. I couldn't. My heart just isn't into music like it used to be. Writing and all that. It's just, I'm not where I was. So it's very difficult for me to focus on writing lyrics. It's hard for me to vibe off of music and let the music drive myself and my lyrics. So I was holding the band back, and that is why I left. I was tired of holding them back. I could see it. I could hear it in their voices. I could hear their frustration, and it was stressing me out. It was stressing me all to hell, and I just couldn't do it anymore, so I left. And seeing this show really bummed me out, because I know I could have made that show so much better. Not to show any ego or say I'm better than John as a vocalist, because he is worlds above me as a vocalist. I mean, there are things that he can do I can't do. There are things that I can do that he can't do. Like, he's not a screamer. I can scream, and that's something I was doing in that band. That was something I was doing for some of the songs we had. But it wasn't working for me. And once I saw this show, it bummed me out, because that could have been me up there. And for me to sit back and have to watch this, and it as I said, it just bummed me out. It really bummed me out, because it could have been me. Those could have been my songs. Those could have been my lyrics, and I could have put on one fucking hell of a show, because I know my stage presence, and I know what that music does to me and how it makes me feel and what it makes me want to do while I'm performing it. And it would have been a hell of a show. But it is what it is. Again, it is what it is. And I made my choice. I left the band. Who's to say if I were to remain in the band that they would have even had that show? Would we have even been to that point yet? Would we have been ready? I mean, that was their first show in 2 years. That was a year, almost, that was just slightly over a year to the date that I left the band, that they finally had a new show. So who's to say they wouldn't have got fed up and kicked me out anyways? But yeah, I mean, and the crazy thing is, since then, I've been given 3 or 4 songs from Will, the guitarist and writer for The Fallen Mind, and I haven't done anything with him. I haven't done jack shit with him, because music just isn't really my thing anymore. They're awesome songs. They're badass songs, and same with the Drench songs that I had. They're awesome, badass songs. It's just I don't have the passion to write anymore. My passion shifted to what I'm doing right now, which is podcasting. And it doesn't really require much creativity. It just requires me to talk and converse with people. And I love conversing with people, because despite the fact that I'm a very introverted person, I'm a very social person. And yeah, it's just, I hate to say it, but it's easier. It's easier for me. It doesn't stress me out to podcast, to come up with these shows, to talk to people. It's so much less stressful. It's so much less creatively demanding in terms of my style, like the style of podcast that Podcastrophy is. It doesn't require a whole lot. So that's why I'm kind of sticking with this. I mean, don't get me wrong, the itch has been there to make music. The itch has been there to take some time away and write. But it's one of those things that I get anxiety about it, I guess. And I know if I go to sit down, that's why I haven't sat down to do it, because I know as soon as I do, I'm just going to sit there and waste like 3 or 4 hours just sitting there listening to the same thing on repeat and not come up with anything. So for me to think that, it's just, why bother? Why should I? When I can just sit here 2-3 hours a week with somebody and talk to them. And that's content. That is content people are going to absorb, hopefully, and enjoy, hopefully. So, yeah. So that's my Drench story. It was really, like I said, it was really good to see them. I really, despite how much it bummed me out, the performance of the singer, it was really good to see all the guys up there finally performing in front of other people besides practicing. And I know they had that itch, because when I joined the band, I think it had been like maybe a year since their last show. So they were definitely ready when I joined the band, and still, like 7-8 months later, still no show. I can understand frustration. I was frustrated. I wanted to play, couldn't. We weren't ready. But yeah, it was really great seeing those guys again. I mean, I hadn't, besides Alan, who I saw almost weekly, I have not seen any of those guys since I quit the band. I've barely talked to the bass player, Aaron, aside from little random comments on Facebook here and there, but the rest of the band, not a word. And I think the only person I didn't really talk to is Andreas, the guitarist. I talked to Lance, the other guitarist. I talked to Aaron, the bassist. I obviously talked to Alan. So it was really good to see all of them. It was really good to see them play. I wish I could have enjoyed the singer's performance a little more. I wish I could have heard him a little more. But nonetheless, I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. And yeah, that was that. So other than that, moving on. I've been playing some video games lately, and Black Friday was a couple days ago, and I picked up some games. I got some deals. I managed to get Doom 3 for Xbox One. Very excited to play that again. That was one of my favorite Xbox games. I got Ark Survival Evolved, I think is what it's called. Who knows when I'll get to that, but I've been wanting to play that. I've been wanting to play that for a while, but it's been on PC, and I hate PC gaming. Just because I don't have a controller for it, and I don't feel like buying a controller for it. I got that. I got Shadow of War. Who knows when I'll get to play that. I got Call of Duty World War II. I played a little bit of split screen with my girlfriend with that. Well, it's a Call of Duty game, but it was nice to play some of those classic weapons that you get in classic World War II games, such as Medal of Honor or Call of Duty 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it was a good time. I think I'll enjoy that once I actually get around to playing it. I got Deadpool for PlayStation 4, and I was severely disappointed with that because I loved it on PS3, and so I got it. I was like, I'm gonna play the first level with it because I loved this game. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, so I get to play in it, and like every 10, 15 seconds, freeze frame, just it freezes. I don't understand why. It's the PlayStation 4. It should be able to handle a bullshit game like Deadpool. By no means is it graphically demanding. By no means is it processed. It shouldn't be processing a ton of things. There's not much going on graphically, gameplay-wise. I don't understand. I don't understand the frame rate issues. I don't understand the random stops. I mean, it stops the whole game. It's not like it just glitches out and I lose control. Like it stops the whole game. So as soon as it's back, I'm picking up exactly where it stopped. So that, I feel like that was a waste of $20. Yeah, that bummed me out severely. I think that is all the games I got. On Saturday, I finally beat the Horizon Zero Dawn DLC, The Frozen Wilds. I really enjoyed that DLC. Horizon is definitely among my favorite games of all time. The story was really compelling, and the gameplay was a lot of fun. Never got old. I can't say I didn't get pissed off at the game ever. I mean, who doesn't get pissed off at a game? But regardless, I kept playing. I never wanted to put it down. I wanted to finish it and play it to completion. Same with the DLC. They added that the DLC takes place in the middle of the story. And despite the fact that I was level cap for the main story, the main story, the final quest is recommended for level 34, and I was level 50. That's level cap. So it's level 30 is the recommended level for the DLC. However, once again, I was level 50. being level 50 and going into the DLC, having the Shield Weaver armor, which is in-game armor, basically. I found out very quickly that they nerfed the living shit out of this armor, because before you could take hit after hit after hit after hit before it finally went down and it was actually taking your health, but it also regenerated really fast. So here I am going about this Frozen Wild DLC. I run into my first new machine, and I found out really quickly that thing packs a punch, knocks out your fucking armor real quick, and then that armor also doesn't regenerate as fast, and they're also a bitch to fight. I still haven't gotten used to fighting the newer machines. But that being said, being level cap for the main game, which is 50, it was still challenging. The new content was challenging, and that was a lot of fun to have that challenge again, to not go into something and just wipe the floor with it. Once again, the story, super compelling. All the characters, great voice acting, great motion performance capturing. All the characters, all the actors that played the characters, excellent job. Excellent job. Love the Frozen Wild DLC. It really hit, once again, moving performances really hits you. The whole game is just absolutely fantastic. I can't recommend it more. I can't recommend the DLC more. Get it if you haven't. If you haven't played it, play it, please. Other than that, I've been watching Punisher. I think I'm on episode 8 now, and I'm really enjoying that. Can't wait to get with one of the guys and hopefully talk about it. Finished up Stranger Things 2 with my girlfriend. It was a slow burn, but I finally got it done. My girlfriend and I, we don't always have the most time together, so it's when you watch a show with somebody and you don't have a lot of time together, it can take a while. Especially if you're only watching like one episode a night. But luckily we had all this, I had all these days off over the last week, so we managed to binge the hell out of it, get it knocked out. I can't wait to go back and listen to last week's Journey into Comics, where they broke down the season 2 of Stranger Things. I don't really think I have anything else to say. This has been a really odd thing for me to do. I'm not used to doing this whole solo casting thing. Somehow I managed to drone on for an hour, so I hope people are still actually listening. But if that will do it, please, if you haven't already, go subscribe to the Journey into Comics Network. Like them on Facebook. Like my page on Facebook. Please share my page. Share the Journey into Comic page. Invite people in. Get as many people to listen to this as you possibly can. If you really love this podcast, show it. Please invite as many people to share the content. Get people to listen, because I think what we're doing here is a really good thing. I think we provide a lot of great content, no matter what you're into, because we got Brews with Dudes. It's a beer podcast. If you like beer, if you like drinking, please listen to Brews with Dudes, because it's drinking and it's conversation and it's trying new beers and trying new things. It's awesome. If you're into comics and nerd culture, Journey into Comics is the podcast for you. We talk about all kinds of things nerd, be it superhero movies, superhero comics, The Walking Dead comics, everything nerd. It's great. Two great hosts, Nate and Brando. Love those guys. We got Game Addicts, hosted by Brando and Mike Norris, where they go over their pickups and classic games, and they talk about the current gaming news. You got the Butt Stuff podcast, and that's just its own thing. You never know what you're gonna get with those girls, Caitlin and Joanna. I think Literature. I don't know if it's premiered yet. I haven't looked to see. Sorry, Joanna. But you have your current events and politics and whatever the hell else Andrew Poor of the Poor Report wants to talk about on the Poor Report. I think that's it. You got Nate's other podcast, The Voice of Survival, which I believe I am going to be on the next episode 10 of The Voice of Survival. I can't wait to go up there and record that with him. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's also got his other podcast, Foodies Watching Movies, where they talk about food and they talk about movies. And that is also hosted by Veronica Evans, Lauren Million, and Andrew Poor of The Poor Report. And we also have a Patreon. So if you want early access to this episode and any future episodes, as soon as it is ready, edited, and ready to go, just donate $1 a month. You can cancel at any time if you don't want to do it anymore. If you want extra bonus content, it only costs $2 more. So $3 a month, you can cancel at any time. You get early access to podcasts as soon as they're ready, and then you get whatever extra content we decide to put out there. I can't remember if it's just whatever we put out or if it's like once a month, every month gets its own bonus content, but you'll have to go to the Patreon and find out. If that is all, that is all. So please, everybody, make every day a big dick day. Bye, guys. Woke up this morning with my dick in my hand. Girl is to the right of me, just like I planned. It's gonna be a big dick day. It's gonna be a big dick day. It's gonna be a big dick day. Big dick day. It's gonna be a big dick day.